This is an Audio Holdings production.
Black Beauty by Anna Sewell. The first place that I can well remember was a large, pleasant meadow with a pond of clear water in it. Over the hedge on one side, we looked into a ploughed field, and on the other we looked over a gate at our master's house. While I was young, I lived upon my mother's milk, but as soon as I was old enough to eat grass, my mother used to go out to work in the daytime and came back in the evening. There were 6 young colts in the meadow besides me. I used to run with them and had great fun. We used to gallop all together round and round the field as hard as we could go. Our master was a good, kind man. When she saw him at the gate, my mother would neigh with joy and trot up to him. He would pat her and say, "Well, old pet, and how is your little darky?" I was a dull black, so he called me Darky. Then he would give me a piece of bread, and sometimes he brought a carrot for my mother. All the horses would come to him, but I think we were his favorites. Before I was 2 years old, a circumstance happened which I have never forgotten. I and the other colts were feeding when we heard what sounded like the cry of dogs. The oldest of the colts raised his head and said, "There are the hounds. They have found a hare," said my mother. "And if they come this way, we shall see the hunt." And soon the dogs were all tearing down the field of the young wheat next to ours. After them came a number of men on horseback, all galloping as fast as they could. "Now we shall see the hare," said my mother. And just then, a hare, wild with fright, rushed by and tried to get through the fence. But it was too thick, and she turned sharp round to make for the road, but it was too late.